was a tough day at the LNER Stadium as our unbeaten run came to an end with defeat. Ben House tells us the lads are all disappointed after the result, but says everyone is ready to give their all at Oxford on Tuesday night with a top six finish still the aim.
All the boys in there are gutted. I'm sure all the fans are gutted, but at the end we pushed forward trying to go for the win, and it's cost us. Still to play for, I personally think, because I think we're 4 points off it, 5 points off it, and if we go to Oxford and win, and hopefully get two good results after Oxford, then it's still in our hands.
Yeah, you can't say the players didn't give their all. Two disallowed goals for offside. Looked like the third one, they said the ball went out before Jay pulled it back.
Yeah, it's hard to see, obviously. Obviously, the best anglers are the fans on that side and the lino, so... You know, you have to trust an end to make sure that he's got the right decision. But it's tough because scoring those goals gives you a lot of lift, and then obviously getting them cancelled out, it's just gutting. And you have to go again and again. And the boys did. We tried our hardest. We put all our effort in, but unfortunately it didn't come off.
Perhaps the first half hour Wigan were dominant, but I think you guys fought back in. Obviously Danny had a wonderful goal.
Yeah, I think the last 20 minutes or 25 minutes or so, we dominated, especially after the goal. First 20 minutes, they were really good. Got out probably too easily. I don't think we were aggressive enough. We looked a bit tired out there, to be honest with you. But I think we got back into the game, and as I say, we tried our hardest, pushed towards the end, and it's cost us.
It was interesting you mentioned aggressive. That felt like the message maybe at half time, because watching you in the start of the second half, there's a team, a lot more aggression, more what we used to see from you.
Yeah, well, obviously the team is aggressive. We try and get after them. Our teams are noticing that, and they're changing their style of play, which I think is a compliment to us. But in those moments, we have to be more aggressive and get in their faces, and maybe even change the dynamic of how we play to counter them. But yeah, they were a good team, really good team. And we just have to move on to Oxford.
It's been an amazing run to get this far. I guess the message now is you're going to pick yourself off the canvas and go in Oxford and try and get the win there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the gaffer just said. We can't be too low. We have to recover, get our bodies right for Tuesday, and do everything we can to get the win.
Still all to fight for then in these final three games. Head coach Michael Skubala is ready to pick the players up and ready to put everything into Tuesday's game.
Oh, I think, you know, look, we're gutted. You know, we're gutted because we know we wanted to keep trying to win. Obviously, we wanted to throw everything at them, and we knew we were a good team, and we thought we had some chances. We started a little bit slow, but then we got on the ascendancy, and we just couldn't find a way to get that extra one. But and like you say, but these lads give everything. Honestly, these lads give everything all the time. There's nothing, you know, sounds silly, but there's nothing prouder than the run that they've been on to try and do this. And, you know, we're creaking a little bit because we haven't probably got enough bodies all the time. But yeah, look, we gutted. And then at the end, we actually had someone come down and tell us the score about Peterborough. So when it was 1-0, we just went, right, let's just go after it. Let's just throw it. Let's risk. Let's try and get a goal. And we've been hurt because we're trying to risk. We're trying to win the game. We know the situation. When we got told what the score was with them. So we thought, a draw's not good enough. You know, it would have been different. But yeah, we're gutted. The lads are distraught in a way. But, you know, there's 9 points to play for. So let's go to Oxford and give everything again and see what happens after that.
As you said, Wigan probably dominated the first 20, 25 minutes, but your team rallied, a great goal from Danny, but in general they just got a bit more physical. And then talking to Ben, perhaps that was the message at half-time as well, be more yourselves, be more aggressive.
Yeah, I said to them, look, we just didn't start ourselves, you know, and I think that's nerves, if I'm honest. They felt nervous, they felt tentative. We knew Wigan would have good possession. And I just said, look, just be yourselves, come on. Like, the last 20 minutes is yourself. We're aggressive. We weren't jumping quick enough. We weren't getting enough pressure on the ball. And yeah, that's for me, that's mental. This is the first time I've seen a bit of nerves in the group because it's new, you know, it's new.
Three disallowed goals. The two offsides looked offside to us, but the third one, Rico's, it looked borderline to us.
It wasn't offside. They gave it.
No, it's a pullback. Yeah, a pullback. That was the.
No. They've said the ball's gone out of play.
That's
for me.
When Joe pulled it back, you
went. Yeah, so yeah. The ball's gone out of. For me, that's a massive call. That is a huge call because we're looking at it and we don't think it's gone out of play. And I'll be really honest, that's the thing that disappointed me because I'm not sure from where a linesman's standing in that position. And I don't usually go off about linesmen and referees, but that's a massive call for
looks
us.
Looks like a guess.
It's a guess. It's a guess. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think you can hinge a game like this for us today on a guess. We go 2-1 up. We could get 3 points and we're still not. I support referees, I support linesmen all the time, but I just think that's a massive call. And if he's right, but huge call.
Then there was that little fracas towards them. That's passion, isn't it?
Yeah. That's passion and frustration, and, you know, and we need to keep discipline. But in this moment, you know, that's passion. You know,
they care, don't they?
They care a lot, and we want to see the team care, and we're pushing the team, and they're pushing everything. They're tired. That's just passion.
Players and the fans and us in the media can feel sorry for ourselves for maybe an hour or two, but just pull yourself off the canvas, use the boxing phrase and go again, on, like you said, on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not over yet. There's 9 points to play for. We know we've got to win every game. That's the reality. We know we have to win every game and hope Oxford slip up. So, like, we're not... I think the feeling of losing has been a while. So, like, all of a sudden we've lost a game that we didn't want to lose. But, you know, we can pick ourselves up and we push for Oxford and we'll try and get 9 points. And if we get 9 points, you never know.
It was a tough afternoon at the LNER Stadium, but we can be proud of our performances and the run we've been on in 2024. We'll be back on Monday as we look ahead to Tuesday's trip to Oxford United. We're taking 1,000 fans to the game, but if you cannot be there, then you can watch live on iFollow Imps.